Those who love are always around. I can't seem to rid myself of all the long ago, formerly living people who have filled my life, fleshed out my life, enriched my life. You'd think that once people you know die, you'd be able to put aside your memory of them and get on with meeting new people, having new experiences. Just doesn't work that way. There are many dead folk who continue to influence my life. Helen Heise, my eighth grade speech teacher, taught me not to be afraid of speaking my passion in front of audiences. She taught me that it's okay to slow down and respect the crowd. Have faith in their ability to absorb worthwhile information when it is delivered to them with zeal and humor and love. Helen still guides me, all the way from my starring role in the play Tom Sawyer at age 13, to my role as Gabe in the new John Mark Green film Lippenleggen at age 70. Sadie Logan, my second grade teacher, brought me up from a very deep and fearful place to a position of importance. She never, ever stopped believing in me and letting me know that I was the most special kid on earth. 50 years later, I learned that she made virtually every student she's ever taught feel the same way. We are all the offspring of Sadie Logan. John Charles Palmer and Elmo Riley and Pat Flood and Arthur Voss were my childhood playmates who just plain accepted me as their friend and never had any reason to harm or dismiss me, no matter how stupid I acted, no matter how far away and out of touch I became. I still hang out with them in memory, ever fresh. Frances Lee McGee Reed, my mother, always laughed at my corny humor, always knew I was special, never let me get away with a lie or an exaggeration or a misdeed, forever believed that I was number one in her book, even though my brothers and sisters felt the same way. She taught me that the greatest entertainment there is people watching, and I spend most of each public day doing just that, with her invisible presence setting me straight. James Thomas Reed, Jr., my father, taught by quiet example. He was clumsy aloud, but his image as a learned and wise man was powerful without words. He was my earliest example of what a real family man does: earn the living, bring home the pay, sit silently in an easy chair after supper, reading books great and books seedy and books wise, from Mickey Spillane and Zane Grey to Edgar Rice Burroughs to Eric Hoffer and Harry Truman and Ogden Nash. A most educated man, though never a graduate. He set the example of steadfast tranquility. Other dead people who look after me. Pawpaw Burns was my elderly neighbor who showed me that if you really pay close attention to children, you can get through to them by simply noticing, simply respecting them for where they are at the moment. They can always tell. Adrian Heron and Jack McGee and Brandon McGee and Pat McGee and Annabelle Heron and Evie Hartley and Effie McGee and Georgia McGee and Gladys McGee and Maddie Wooten and John McGee and Dinah Hassel and Elizabeth McGee and many other kinfolk accepted me, warts and all, and treated me with respect and good humor, making me react in horror when anybody tells me they are separated from their kin, cut off from the nurturing care that can come from kindly people who share your blood if you will only let them. There are crowds of dead people in my head, and in my life, that's okay. Even better news, there are scores of living people who have helped me too, many without even knowing it. I see living people. And because of the wisdoms and comforts and joys left me by the deceased, I am better prepared than most to carefully weed out the unwise and hang only with the people who trust and accept me and make no judgments. Thanks to those long ago past, I have become a good student of life, and the lives they lived helped me manage the bad days well and enjoy the good days even more.